Joining me by phone is Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education President Aaron Thompson. Welcome to the program, Mr. Thompson.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I hope you're having a good day.
I am. Thank you so much. Let's look at the data on the numbers of students applying for financial aid this year. What do those numbers look like compared to past years?
Well, Wendy, past years, we've had a lot filling out the financial aid, but I will tell you, and hopefully we can come back to this, it still wasn't enough when you think about our state being a very low-income state. We're like fourth or fifth from the bottom in poverty, depends on what data you look at. We're down there. So this year, we're down even more, and we're down even farther for those low-income students that would need to apply for financial aid in order to truly see their goal of becoming a college graduate of some sort fulfilled.
What is your plan to increase those numbers?
Well, we are hitting it all out. You may see this morning there were several newspaper articles came out that had the lieutenant governor, my face on it, talking about, I don't know why they would put my face on it, but talking about really pushing to fill it out. We've had our counselors reaching out to students. We've had our post-secondary people reaching out to students. We had our Gear Up people reaching out to students. And we figured out that, yes, we are needing to reach out digitally, but in many cases, you know, that may not reach all the students. So we're doing everything from taking signs and putting them around the yards to, you know, sending snail mail cards in the mail asking students to look at filling it out. But we're doing a little bit more than that. We are allowing many of our folk to set out days that they can work with students and their parents and other folk to fill out the FAFSA for them. So we're offering assistance in addition to pushing them to fill it out, because it sounds good to say, please fill it out. What we do know that for many, the FAFSA is not easy to fill out. It's daunting in many ways. It's easier than it used to be, but it's still not as easy as I would like for it to be. And as a parent who fills it out himself every year for his children, it's still a daunting task.
You had mentioned earlier that applying for financial aid for these students can help them increase their success rate in college and achieving their degrees. Why else is it so important that students apply? Who are eligible to apply for the aid?
Well, you know, anyone really eligible to fill out. We argue that everybody really should fill it out. Now, maybe not everybody will get free aid, and in many cases, though, they will. In Kentucky, for an example, it's estimated that we leave about $30 million of federal aid on the table that we never claim.
How important is it that that money is claimed?
Let me tell you how important that is. I mean, we know that without a college degree or a credential of some sort, you won't get hired in many cases. In many cases, you can get hired but not get paid the kind of wage you could get paid if you had some sort of credential. And when unemployment happens, guess what? You know, you'll be laid off. So that's what we're seeing now. If you look at what's going on in Kentucky now, we have about, you know, we had close to 900,000 initial jobless claims in the state since early March. And many of these folks who got laid off are people without that college certificate or degree. And, you know, this is more than 40% of the civilian labor force in Kentucky. You cannot have a strong economy without a strong workforce. And what we know is that if there's economic downturn, you will probably be out of the workforce first without a college credential. So that's one thing. We have to build a stronger economy in the state. And we only have about 51% of our 51.7 actually, exactly, 51.7% of our high school graduates going on to college. So we're never going to have that sustainable economy that Kentucky is going to need to get out of the bottom of the poverty list there, unless we have that educated workforce. So there's a lot of reasons. What we also know is that if you don't have a college credential of some sort, you have a greater chance of being on some support system, whether it's Medicaid, welfare. You have worse health, physical and emotional health. I mean, it keeps on going. And so the idea that it is important for us to help all of our students go to college And what we know, many of our low-income students, and in many cases, many students of color, aren't being able to get those dollars that they need. So it's not just, it's about going to college true enough, but it's also about having the money that you don't have to pay back in many cases to be able to get through college.
And regardless if you think that you're eligible for it or not, you're saying if you are enrolled in college, go ahead and apply for the FAFSA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please do, because what we also know is many of our private institutions and will require you to fill out a FAFSA just to get the merit aid, not just the need-based aid. So, yes, it's extremely important. The idea that if you don't fill it out, what you've done is you've foregone an opportunity to even know what kind of dollars you can receive from the federal government and from the state. And all of those dollars are there to help you to be successful in college and to go to college. So, yes, ma'am, I would argue that take the half hour it takes to fill it out and see exactly what it will give you. And in many cases, you'll be surprised. You will have some dollars there waiting for you.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education President Aaron Thompson. Tell us about the FAFSA Friday campaign that you have going on currently.
Well, every Friday we have people out. We are putting out the message. Friday is the day we're hitting it hard. We're letting students know about the opportunity to get assistance from many of the folks around the state to help you fill out the FAFSA. But the FAFSA Friday is one good way that organizations like our, Council on Post-Secondary Education, the Education Workforce Cabinet, Gear Up, KIA, Pritchard Committee, all of us have banded together to make this an awareness day. So we call it FAFSA Friday because we're hitting it hard at every level we possibly can to let people know how important it is to do the FAFSA. So Friday is just like, it's that day that really is ending your week. And we want to end it in a way that you can think about seriously than part of your upcoming week that you can do something to have done over the weekend to where you know your students will have a chance to kind of look forward to their future.
What are the enrollment numbers looking like across the state for higher ed?
Well, as I said earlier, we're down, and the numbers are falling, though, because since the campaign has started, we're seeing really an uptick, and which is really good. Currently, we're down about a 2.8% compared to last year, and as you may remember earlier in this conversation, I said that we still didn't have enough, in my opinion, to apply in the previous year. So 2.8 down is really still not good. Mm-hmm. And these are, in many cases, Pell-eligible students. We're over 3% of Pell-eligible students that need to apply. So the numbers are looking better, Wendy, but not close to where we want them to be. And because of the pandemic and the counselors not being there to help students fill out the FAFSA, because of, when we were kind of shut off, really the face-to-face connections with our students back in early March, we have foregone a lot of the time normally when students would be working on this. So we're trying to really catch up. We're doubling down.
Could many of these students be first-time, non-traditional older students that are applying for college that are not aware that they're actually eligible for Pell Grant money or student loan assistance?
That's an excellent question because so we know that is the truth. We have many that may not even think they would be eligible for it because of their age or their returning student or a variety of reasons why. But say they do need to apply. We have about over a million students in this state that are adult that don't have a credential, college credential of sorts. Now, some of those are much older students, but I still argue we have about 650,000 adult learners that should really apply just to see if there are other scholarships out there, even if they don't get the need-based scholarships that may require you to fill out the FAFSA in order to be eligible. So many of them could be, and Wendy, your question leads to exactly the conversation we all should be having. The state's not going to be able to build that workforce that we need, that educated workforce to create a longer sustainable economy without getting more adult learners back into this conversation, without getting more adult learners back in the schools.
Do you think that more adult learners or more adults will return to school because they've been laid off during this pandemic?
Yes, I do. I believe that, in fact, there's going to be a big push by employers as a way to help them to re-engineer themselves to get into other positions or even to come back to their company to get a credential or get a skill up credential, we call it in many cases. So I do believe that. I believe also when, in many cases, we'll see this at our community and technical colleges, when the economy is down, you know, there's an opportunity for workers who in the past felt like they had to be at work and couldn't go to school, even when they knew they wanted to go or needed to go, that will now take the opportunity to go back, which is another reason to fill out that FAFSA. You may be eligible because of your finances, previous year finances, to actually get some of that need-based dollar.
If someone is thinking about going back to college right now, or even for the first time, but maybe they're feeling fearful of contracting COVID-19, what assurance can you give them that universities are across Kentucky are taking all the necessary precautions to limit the spread of the coronavirus?
Well, you know, first of all, Wendy, we never closed down exactly. We did go to digital online learning in many ways, and in a multiple set of ways, actually. So, what we're doing now is saying we're coming back this fall face-to-face, but we're also going to be doing hybrid and digital. If for some reason, and we're taking every precaution there is, as a matter of fact, the presidents and I are meeting every week, and, you know, this week we're talking to Dr. Stack, who's leading the health efforts here in Kentucky around COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We will have every necessary PPE. We will do the social distancing in the residence halls, dining halls, and everywhere we can. In classrooms, obviously, where there probably will be fewer sitting in that classroom than we've had before. But if it gets worse, we will continue doing digital learning. So I urge students, if you're thinking about taking a gap year, well, don't. If you don't want to go to an in-face class, go to online. If you don't want to move far from home, go to a university or college near you here in the state. So there are many ways that we will give you the option to actually continue your learning, but you have to continue your learning. That's really the key here. And so, you know, we're going to do all the precautions we can. We put students' health first in this case, and academics a close second. So our goal is to provide good health resources. Our goal is to make sure we keep everyone safe as possible. But our goal is also to give you an academically strong endeavor, whichever way you learn. So we'll be having far more online courses than you've ever seen starting this fall.
Where can students go to get financial aid counseling or to apply for financial aid?
Well, I would say start with KHEAA, K-H-E-A-A, and that, you know, that they will give you some information how you go. But bottom line, call any institution. Call any high school institution, call any college institution, and we can lead you to wherever you want to go. Or you can even get on our website at www.cpe.gov. And we will also give you that information. What we argue is that it's available. We'll have people to help you to do it, even if you're insecure about doing it. So now we're going to be reaching out, and you'll see all kinds of banners. Just punch us in on even the web site, just to say FAFSA Kentucky, and you'll see all kinds of resources that will help you to do that also. And U.S. government, U.S. DOE, Department of Education, will also provide you with information. So what you need to do is that just go to your nearest computer or go to your nearest telephone book, however you keep it electronically or paper, and just get hold of one of those institutions, and we'll be able to help and willing to help.
Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education President Aaron Thompson, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Wendy, thank you. And thank you and WKU for always doing what you're doing to educate our people in this great state and in Eastern Kentucky, the Appalachian region, for sure, I love so well. So thank you for doing all you do, and thank you for concentrating on this very needed item.